Two hostages, American and Australian professors, have been released by the Taliban after 3 years. In exchange, Afghanistan let go of three Taliban prisoners. They are members of the Haqqani Network, a wing of the Taliban known for violent attacks against civilians. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani brokered the deal. The swap comes as peace talks between the U.S., the Taliban, and Afghanistan have stalled. With us is Hamid Shuja with the BBC's Pashto service. Take us back to 2016. Why were Mr. King and Mr. Weeks targeted in the first place?
So basically, they were two professors who went to teach at the American University of Afghanistan. But of course, for some Taliban militants, that university itself is a symbol of American invasion, in their words, and they were targeted for that. They do not just go out and randomly pick Westerners from the streets of Kabul. Obviously, there is a lot of tactical planning that goes into such abductions by the Taliban.
And in exchange for Weeks and King, the Afghan government has now released three prisoners. Who are they?
One of them is, we could call him high profile in the sense that he's the younger brother of the leader of the Haqqani network. His name is Anas Haqqani, and the other two are not as high profile. One of them is a relative of the Haqqanis. The other one is a brother of a Taliban leader who was in Guantanamo in Cuba. So the high profile figure out of the three is Anas Haqqani.
Critics of this swap claim it's only going to increase attacks against Western foreigners like aid workers. What do you think?
There is there should be no doubt that this will embolden the Taliban. Some call it a risky business for the Afghan president, Mohammad Ashraf Ghani. The question is, what does he get in return? Some would say nothing, actually. Well, he did say he is releasing these three people in return for the Taliban to come to the negotiating table. Well, the Taliban have been negotiating with the Americans, but there is no indication that they will actually agree to sit down and talk face to face to the Afghan government. And there is internal pressure as well, because a lot of people within the government were against this kind of a release, because the Haqqani network is responsible for some of the deadliest attacks against Western and Afghan forces, and collateral damage is part of it. A lot of civilians have been killed in these attacks. So there is pressure on President Ghani.
Yeah, I mean, he did take a risk. That's what a lot of critics say about this prisoner swap. What will it take to keep the momentum going in the direction of peace?
The peace talks itself is quite a process. It depends on what we mean by peace talks. There are negotiations between the Americans and the Taliban in Qatar, 9 round of talks. And in last September, President Trump suddenly announced that it's the end of it. He will not talk to them again. That's one process. In the meantime, there have been intra-Afghan dialogues between the Taliban and some Afghan social activists and politicians and a few members of the Afghan government as well. The third part, which hasn't actually happened yet and could be the most important one, is when and if the Taliban actually sit down with the Afghan government. But signs so far show that the Taliban will be difficult to convince to sit down with the Afghan government.
The White House, in a statement released about this prisoner swap, there was no indication that this would jumpstart talks. So where is the hope that they will even resume?
There is no such hope. Since September, there has been no signal from either the Americans or the Taliban themselves for the resumption of direct negotiations between the two sides. Other people have been urging them. European Union have urged both sides to sit down again. China has even urged both sides to sit down again. The United Nations, the Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan, has called on both sides to resume talks. But no indication from either the Taliban or the Americans so far. The Afghan government has always called for direct negotiations with the Taliban, but that hasn't happened yet.
Do we know at this point what Mr. King and Mr. Weeks are planning on doing next?
Right now, they are with the U.S. military and they are being looked after by the medical team within the U.S. military. I don't think they have left Afghanistan yet. The next step would be for them to be reunited with their families and loved ones. When does that happen? We do not exactly know.
Hamid Shuja with the BBC's Pashto service. Thank you.
Thank you very much.